Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you looking for dice and other gaming accessories for your group? If so, check out our friends over at fanroll.com, where you can find unique dice and premium quality accessories for your table. And if you're looking for something really special, they do customization as well. Fans of the Rancor's Brothel can save 10% by using the promo code RB10 at checkout. That's R as in Rancor's, B as in Brothel, 10. Not only can you get yourself some great dice at a discount, but you can support this podcast as well. So check out fanroll.com today and use promo code RB10 at checkout. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you.
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Campaign.
Out of the abyss.
So then I will cast
the fuck did that come
Dancing
up?
Lights.
Yeah, dancing lights, and put it on around. Glow up the some bitch.
Okay.
Just 4 torches on every side of him.
Okay.
Lucas readies.
Yep.
That goes to 2.
I haven't taken my action yet.
That's because you're after the beholder.
Oh, the round hasn't... He's the top of the round. How am I after... What are you talking about?
We're still in round 1.
Right.
Why is the round changing?
Troy,
me not getting an
Lucas.
Action?
Right, we're still in round 1.
Huh?
The round doesn't change till after he goes.
It tracks his turn.
Tracks the beholder's turn.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
At the end, of his last round, he pops back.
So okay. So that's good to know, because that means that I'll have an action directly after he pops back.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it goes to Shedrack. Shedrack is
what we talked about. No, you and him are readying actions to jump on his turn, so that the three of you can float.
Is right there. He has lights all around him. Mm-hmm. And he takes off down a bridge that way.
Okay.
Like just running?
Mm-hmm. He moves, and
he's...
Yeah, it's not super loud in here. You can hear him casting.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you lose sight of him.
That didn't
fuck!
So do you want to hold your action and just jump with us?
Yeah, I guess potentially.
Cool. So we Ninja Turtle float down.
So even he loses sight of him.
Yes, he's running in and amongst the bridges to throw you off.
Got you. Damn.
But wouldn't we see movement on a bridge, on a rope bridge?
Yeah. You can see the bridge that he was running on moving.
So we at least know what bridge he's on.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he misty steps to another bridge, but...
He wouldn't have to be doing this kind of casting.
Yeah, Misty Step is
it's an instantaneous.
Yeah. This was
still a spell.
This was definitely a longer casting, and as he's running, you can hear the footsteps, and then they stop.
Okay. He could have just stopped running. Like
he could have.
That's what I'm saying. We know at least what bridge he was on.
Yep. And that's his round. And then it goes to Schroeder. You're readying?
Would I have been able to count how many steps he took?
I mean, if he's human, he has 30 feet.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a 100-foot long thing.
Would that 30 foot of movement, would I be able to, like, fire a spell at that spot on that bridge?
Not if he...
If I'm guessing.
If he ran into total cover, there's stuff in between.
I don't care about the cover. Can I see the spot? Is he in total cover?
Yes. That's why you guys lose sight of him.
That's not true. Can I see a spot on that bridge within 20 feet of where that 30 foot of movement would stop?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to cast...
Closer to Mike.
Oh, sorry. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Fairy Fire, basically in a cube.
Yeah.
Towards him.
Okay.
Because, and I want him to be lit up with light in case he's invisible.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Cool.
Yep.
It's a dex save, isn't it?
Yep. If they fail a dex saving throw. Correct.
Okay. Where are you centering that cube?
I'm putting the edge of it on, like, I don't know how far I can see from, like, I don't know that you visibly told me where my vision stopped.
I mean, vertically, where are you centering it?
Oh, I'm centering it on his bridge.
Okay, so you're having it extend down further and above.
Correct.
Okay.
Because it automatically, if he fails, it just lights him up. It's not just within the 20-foot cube always, right? Doesn't it fall, or did I read that wrong?
No, I'm pretty sure anybody who's in it is...
Yeah, but you're gonna be in the cube.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to figure something else out because I didn't think about writing rules for it.
We win.
No. He's kind of doing the same thing that you guys are. He ran, cast a spell, and dove off.
Got it.
Cube?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to figure out... I mean, he wouldn't fall like a full distance, so...
No. Only a split second.
That's why I split it the way I did.
He failed.
So he's lit up with dim light. So now you could be able to see where he should be lit up. So you should be able to see light moving.
What does it give you? What does it mechanically do?
Any creature in the area the spell is cast is outlined in light if it fails a dex saving throw. For the duration, which is a minute, objects and the affected creatures shed dim light in a 10-foot radius. Any attack roll against an affected creature or object has advantage if the attacker can see it, and the affected creature or object can't benefit from being invisible.
Okay.
There you go. Featherfall, fuckers. Go get him.
Okay.
Pew, pew.
But now he's down another level or on his way to another
level? He's falling down farther.
Correct. But now he can't hide for a minute.
Grady.
Yes.
Are you readying?
I'm falling with a glaive.
Right. You're readying to jump with him and get Featherfall.
I thought I was already jumping.
No, you're...
Yes.
You're
oh, cool. Okay.
We're all falling
roll
with style.
A dex save.
Sure. That's fair.
Why?
Because he's drunk and not paying attention.
Yeah. No, because jumped on my last
because you're drunk and not paying attention.
I just jumped down to the next level.
You're jumping down to the next level?
Yeah.
With the rest of us in Featherfalling.
Okay. No. That's...
just whatever.
Then make an athletics check. A controlled jump down to the next level is a different thing.
16.
Yeah, you get to the next level just fine.
Okay. Thump.
Change it to 9.
Would you like to Featherfall? That we talked about?
Yeah.
Troy, cool. Your turn.
Let's do it.
My shield guardian will ready an action.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about your shield guardian.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll ready an action to jump down.
Cool.
So... Metal Man, Cat, and I are jumping to conceivably the next level down from where Shadrach was.
I mean, how far can we go down? Can we go down that extra level?
We can go as far as we want.
How far do you want to go down around?
Do you want to go down to... Oh, well, I don't know. You want to go down to level 8 where he jumped
to? Is it 60 feet per round?
60 feet per round.
Okay, so you could go down 6 levels if you wanted to. It's nice and controlled, so you can make sure you're landing on a bridge or whatever.
You could land on his bridge.
But he wasn't 60 feet. He wasn't 50 feet down, was he? But he was only...
He was 40 feet and 40. Jumping off the bridge.
Right.
Right.
So, conceivably, I only want to go 50.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You can target 50 feet
down. We don't know where he's going.
How long does that spell last?
A minute.
Okay.
So, we could jump again, if necessary.
Yep. Let's do that.
So we'll jump 50 feet down.
Okay.
So we're on level 8.
But we can see him now, right? Because
he's
lit up with fairy fire.
He is lit up with fairy fire. You can see him another 20 feet
what
down.
What level did you say you're on?
Hovering in the air.
I don't know.
No. Oh, I thought you said level
20 feet further than the 50 that we've already gone?
Oh, no. He would be 10 feet further down, hovering in the air.
Well, then if we knew that, then we would go to 60 feet.
Go for it, then.
Okay.
Yeah, as you're coming down, you'd be able to see that.
Okay, we'll go to 60 feet.
Okay.
So what level are we on then?
We're 60 feet down.
You can go as many levels down as you want, up to 60. So can your shield guardian.
I just want to land on the same level as the guy.
He's not
okay,
on
Okay, so
a
you're
level.
Going the full 60.
Okay.
Shield guardian?
The shield guardian's only going to go down a level.
A level?
Yeah.
Okay, so get another D10 out.
Okay. I just don't see the Shield Guardian being able to easily get back up if need be.
Oh, technically this would be a 4.
Yes, 4.
Number 4.
And that's fair.
I am... I am going to cast Ensnaring Strike.
Okay.
Okay. Isn't that a reaction to a hit, though?
No.
No? I thought that had to do with you firing an arrow.
It's a bonus action. Right.
Okay.
But does it affect the next hit?
Yeah, it does.
Right, the next time I hit a creature.
Right. So you rolled a hit. You don't necessarily have to cast the spell. Oh, no, you do cast the spell beforehand.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
He's right.
And then you attack.
Right.
What the hell? Oh, that's a 10.
Does a 17 hit?
No.
Wow.
How many shots you get?
Advantage.
Oh, he's lit up. You get advantage. Oh,
that's right.
Yep.
Nat 20. 20 hit.
That'll hit.
Get fucked!
Does he get a... No, you don't get a card for attacks, do you?
No.
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 Not on attacks.
It's not a skill check.
Where is an 8?
You gonna add your extra damage to?
Yeah. So that's...
It does.
8 plus...
The difference between a miss and a crit.
Oh, a d8 twice.
Fairy fire.
Well, I don't know if it's a d8 if it's... I can't remember. I haven't gone to the next level yet. Oh, no, it is a d8. No.
Well, for a nat 20, you roll your damage twice anyway.
Right.
Plus whatever you're adding. That is correct.
So for 21 damage.
Okay.
If it matters. If it matters if any of that is force damage.
And he probably gets a
deck. How much of it is force damage?
The last. 5. Well, 5 of it.
Also, he's ensnared.
Well, he gets a save probably for that.
Right, one. But...
Yeah, and I need a strength saving throw.
Is that a disadvantage at all? Never mind.
No.
It wouldn't be. It's just the fairy fire. He's rolling twice anyway.
Well, he hit the dice and cocked it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or he hit the figurine.
Yeah, that's a fail.
You are restrained.
Now, what does that entail?
Huh?
He's fucked.
You like restrained.
Yeah, it's useful.
Yeah. It's useful, especially for a spellcaster.
Can I run up on him now and whack him?
I don't know that it's real useful for against a spellcaster.
I mean, his movement speed becomes 0, and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against
is
creature.
Is he on a bridge, or is he falling?
No, he is flying.
Yeah.
I don't know that his movement is affected by that.
He just keeps flying in the last determined arc, which means he slams into the wall.
I mean, if he gets wrapped up in something, he can't really, like...
Adjust
his trajectory, yeah. He would just fall down, fall where we're at on the same bridge.
I mean, yeah, he would...
And take falling damage.
Well, I mean, not necessarily on the same bridge.
Because he hovers. It's not like wings, where you restrict the movement of the wings and he falls. Mm. It's a spell that keeps him aloft.
Oh, I see. He's literally levitating, not jumping. In that case, I'm just going to shoot him. But then if he's still restrained, he's still wrapped up. It's your game. Just make a call.
I mean, if anything, I would say that he just can't move.
Yeah. He doesn't fall.
Okay.
He just stops moving.
That bugs me because he moving for somebody with a fly speed is a mental action.
Right.
It's not... Like, I have to run.
I mean, maybe some of the entanglement reached up and wrapped itself around the upper level, and he's dangling and trying to make things make sense for the game and the people at home, and I just want to fire a fucking arrow at it.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. So, I actually get
two or more shots.
Another shot.
He gets another shot. Yes,
strain gives you
advantage. He's also on fairy.
He's already had advantage.
Double advantage.
Double secret advantage.
That's not good.
Roll higher on the next one. That's better.
19.
That will hit.
That's not good. So that's 1 force damage and 5 piercing.
Okay.
If a character is restrained, is it able to make dex saves?
Yes. They have disadvantage on them.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't blow your load on the minion.
I know.
Can I hit it now?
Well, yeah.
Yes. You all done? That's a move, a bonus, and a standard.
Yeah.
Lucas, you're up.
Yeah, because I'm not going to...
Fire arrows
Where's your panther?
Not gonna.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about action surge.
Yeah, but... I'm not gonna action surge on him.
It's
20.
I'm sure that hits.
Yeah, 21 hits. Six, but I get my sneak attack damage on the first hit.
So the barrier is either 18 or 19.
God, the fucking one. So what did I say that was?
It's still 9, man. That ain't bad.
Not great.
It's half. As long as I hit half, I mean, I'm
not happy about the one. Sorry, I completely forgot what I was doing. We were all talking about it. I literally just forgot what I was doing.
It's 10. Just go with 10. Total.
No, Christ. I rolled a 6. 10. So 15 on the first hit. It's not any special damage, though. It's just piercing. But I get 2 attacks. And it's another hit. It's the same roll. We'll get that this time. And max damage at 12.
Pincushion that wizard.
Yeah.
Do I have anything else aside from like...
You've already taken 2 actions.
I haven't taken a bonus, but I don't know that I need to. No, I'm good. Continue. I think it's on you. Unless he goes before.
He does.
Well, the beholder does.
Well, so does he, because he was running and cast a spell.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah, sure.
Is it his turn?
He's hovering.
It will be Shedrak's turn.
He's got to break out of that thing.
3 piercing damage.
3 piercing damage. All the piercing damage.
So what does it? How does breaking out of this work?
Strength check.
As a standard action?
As an action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am mixing my additions again, am I? Aren't I?
Yeah.
It's just an action.
It's not a standard action.
I don't know. I don't know other additions.
Also true.
Yes, you are.
This is the only addition I've ever played.
Yes, you are.
Roll your check and fail.
Okay, restrained. Do you still have it up?
Yes.
Does it do anything against spellcasting?
I think you can take mental actions, but if it's...
I mean, it doesn't say that you're not able to speak.
No. I have to lawyer
disadvantage on attack rolls.
That's it.
Yep. Okay.
Just PHB?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't sound good, fellers.
You see him wiggle his hands and... vocalize a spell, and you guys need the two of you on
counter
that bridge. The two of you on that bridge. You almost had me.
We're not all wizards yet. We have to all be wizards.
Jeff looked at me like, what?
Wait a minute, what?
The two of you on that bridge need to make strength saving throws.
That's one of them I'm actually good at. I don't have any eggs on that.
Oh no, it's one I never use.
16.
17.
Okay. Spell save DC is 17. So you both you both
excuse
pass.
Me?
Let me see.
Wait. What?
Huh?
Nothing?
Nothing? All good here. Carry on. One of them definitely didn't fail.
Shut up.
What's that jersey on your chair?
Yeah, which one was the 16?
Seattle Kraken hockey jersey.
You Kraken pick?
No.
He's just a jersey fan.
It's a really cool jersey. Yeah.
It's fucking dope.
Yeah.
I thought about asking if you wanted to order something from DHgate at some point.
Yeah.
I want to get a Southside white something.
I want a Colts jersey that says Matty Ice on the back.
as this spell goes off, a massive gust of wind blows forward, catches your bridge, and just whips it out to the side. Since you failed, you're thrown 15 feet.
Okay.
And I need dex save.
That's good.
I dig my claws in. I'm good.
Yeah, that makes sense for you.
Don't forget, Fairy Fire Featherfall is still active.
That is also true.
Actually, no, it's not.
Why? Yes, it is.
Read the last line of Featherfall.
It lasts a minute.
It goes away after you land.
Once you land... the spell ends.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, fuck it.
I got a...
recast it.
9.
Where did I put my phone? There it is.
So...
he's looking up cheat codes on his phone. He's not using the book.
No, I'm looking up the bullshit rules that I made up.
He just created this whole thing over his whole fucking head.
Roll a d10.
Oh.
It's only 15 feet.
It's 15 feet.
No, he got feet.
So horizontally.
Horizontally.
Where's the next bridge laterally?
Four.
Level four. It's fine.
You're on level four.
Yeah, he went horizontal to the next fucking bridge.
Oh, no, wait. Did you roll a dex save?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you rolled a nine.
I rolled a nine.
I did do that right.
You also drunk?
No, I'm just getting tired.
Stop being old.
God, it's fucking old.
We're not even going
to
make it
to the... She didn't even card him when we went to the bar.
Yeah.
She carded everybody
she,
else.
She goes, I feel bad for carding the three of you, so I'm not going to card you. And I'm like, yeah, he's actually the oldest, too.
That was funny.
You look old and out of shape. Fuck carding you.
I'm not going to card you.
So, that puts you at the bottom of the bridges.
Okay.
Make one more deck save.
I mean, wait. Do you see more bridges
below
you?
46. That's 46.
No.
I cast Featherfall.
That's...
You're going to cast Featherfall again?
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to take fucking 46 damage.
Oh, no. You won't take 46 damage. What's 4 minus 4?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I understand that.
You're falling below the bridges.
That's a problem. Cast Fly?
Yeah. Let me cast... I cast Fly?
Cast... I fucked up.
I mean, I feel like it should be... A luck roll that I land in on a bridge.
No, I mean, that's what that roll is for.
What roll?
The 1d10. The dex save and the 1d10.
The dex save blew me off of the bridge.
No, the strength save blew you off of the bridge.
The dex save determines how far you fall. Like, what your reaction is to how quickly you...
Oh.
You rolled a 9, so you fall 1d10 levels.
Okay.
But there aren't 10 levels, so you only fall as many levels as visibly possible. So it's just a different roll.
No, I fall to the lowest level of where there's a bridge.
I'm trying to help you.
No, you fall... Level 1 is the lowest level where there's a bridge.
There's not a level 0. So you go 4,
your character's
three,
dead. Let's move on.
No, 2. He's not dead.
What is this again? Another deck save?
I don't know.
It's not great. 16?
Yeah, you can grab on to level 1.
Okay.
So change your d10 to 1.
We should have just left.
Jeff is getting what he wanted.
It's almost as if I said that.
I mean, we talked about a TPK. It's fine. Told you, we'll just play DCC from now on. Fuck this game.
Schroeder, you're up. And his speed is 0, so he's unable to move, right?
Yep.
Correct.
Okay. I would argue that the gust of wind would blow him across, but...
Do a kickflip.
So he's at level 4?
4, 1... Nine.
I want to know where he's at. I don't give a shit about where they're at.
Oh, he's at 4.
Okay.
And we have also gone up a level on the, or a round.
Yeah, that's what 3 is.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's 60 feet-ish from me?
Yes. And he would have, what, half cover? No, you'd have three quarters cover.
Kind of. Fuck. Okay. Hmm.
I have a, I'm going to try something.
I hope so.
Can I dispel magic on his ability to fly?
That's a fun question. I hope there's a good answer to it.
Yes.
Then
yes,
I'm going to do that.
You're going to have to read me that.
Choose any creature, object, or magical effect within range. Any spell of 3rd level or lower on the target ends. For each spell of 4th level or higher on the target. Make ability check. So I don't know what level that spell would be.
Fly is a 3rd level spell.
Yeah,
is it?
You just fucked that guy 6 ways from Sunday.
So that's what I'm going to do. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level.
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
it's under the threshold.
Yep.
Fly fails.
He fails and...
He falls and is entangled, Jeff.
Yeah. No, you see him drop past Malveus.
Bye-bye.
You don't hear a splat.
I was just clapping.
Does he scream?
No.
No.
Please throw in the Wilhelm scream in this.
No. No.
From where you're at, how far down can you see?
Yeah.
You see blackness.
Cool.
Bummer.
No. We fall off these bridges, we're dead.
Yeah.
So...
Now we need to get back up
or
to fight the beholder.
Do we just come back to the top and keep falling?
No, it's not sure portal.
But the problem with what I just did, though, well, he would have to make...
No, he's fucked.
There's no problem here.
He's fucked.
He's gone.
Between the entangled and the dispel magic, he's probably fucked.
He's gonna have disadvantage on deck saves anyways. So
he there's nothing to grab. So Jeff would have to make an action on his roll.
He can't even grab.
No.
Well, he could roll to get out of.
You're right. If it's 1,000 feet, he might be able to do something, or 500 feet or whatever. But theoretically, if there's a bottom beyond what he can see, he's dead.
He did.
He's taking D6 for times 8, max 10, 12. Yeah, no, he's fucking dead.
He did his dicks.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
Solid. Yeah, it was.
Solid.
I need to play a wizard.
Fuck that guy. He's dead.
Well, we still have a beholder.
You do.
Are we out of time?
No. Whose turn?
I don't know.
Mine, I think.
It's your turn, technically. Yeah.
You still have a move bonus.
Do I stay where I'm at, or do I get out on the bridges?
Well, the beholder's going to show back up and probably destroy the bridges, so maybe don't get on them like we are, because we're all fucked.
Well, staying at level 10, he's going to have a lot of cover against you.
No, just banish it again.
He's going to have cover against me?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, once he starts diving down
further,
you're going to have a hard time seeing him.
Yeah, that's fine. But I can pop his bitch ass when he's clear as day the first round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You throw fairy fire on him.
There's a lot of things I'm going to throw at him.
So you're done?
I'm done with
Grady.
I'm on level...
What about your shield guardian?
He's just going to chill.
Grady.
I'm on level 9, right?
You are.
Can I move towards the wall or cavern and attempt to climb up to level 10 on a different bridge?
Yeah.
I'll attempt that.
Athletics.
Don't fuck up, dude.
Nat 1.
He did.
Dex save.
I almost feel like that's fair. If it's a nat 1, I fucked up. I would fall immediately.
No, dex save determines how far you fall.
Yeah.
No.
Did that in his
system? No. Yes. No. I just grabbed a rock.
If you want to not play Kira anymore, just say so and she's dead. Like, stop arguing against it.
15.
15, not bad. One level.
So you're down to 8 now. Or did you fall back to 9?
No, fell to 8.
Okay, so you're on 8.
No, I take it back. 11 to 15 is 1d6 levels.
Well, fuck it then.
Jesus.
Roll a d6.
Serious?
Yep. Yeah,
he made some pretty shitty rules.
I knew they'd bitch about him.
One level.
Let the record show, I am not bitching.
I'm not bitching. I'm just...
That would be a first.
If I had killed you, you would have bitched.
Nah. I think we kind of all went in just expecting to die.
So I went in the wrong direction. I went from 9 to 8 instead of 9 to 10.
Yep. Just hold your ground at this point. Not
Troy.
A climby character.
I'm assuming you're done.
Yeah, I mean.
Troy.
That's my goal.
How far did you fall?
One level.
Okay.
I want to jump.
Jump.
You're going to have to spend a move action pulling yourself up onto that bridge.
Okay.
Dick. It's a fair thing.
In any other scenario, no, he would not hold that against me.
By the way, you can.
That was a last ditch save that I probably shouldn't have given you.
He kind of gave it to you.
Whose side are you on?
The side of death.
Fine, I pull myself up.
Okay.
Bonus action, flip you off.
Okay.
Go ahead and put the.
Bonus action to go, fuck you, God!
The song's really.
Jeff, you know one of those cards.
Oh, yeah, he did roll on that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, I should have used that one. I forgot about it.
Fuck you.
You act last in initiative order.
Oh, meaning me?
Or no, I'd have given it to Troy.
Right off the pawn.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. I didn't even look at the second one.
What are you going to be for?
Are you doing anything other than pulling yourself up?
I had an action. I did it.
That was a move.
Right.
So,
did you want to do anything else?
Do you
want to
use an action?
No.
Okay.
Well,
Lucas, make up your goddamn mind.
No, I won't. How about that?
I'm at level.
You mind taking that character off the map?
What's the distance?
I mean, I guess I'll still cast jump.
Jump. Okay. Jump.
What's the distance between levels?
10 feet.
Then I'll use my climb speed to climb up 20 feet to level 6.
You're kind of in the middle of the place. What are you climbing?
The wall?
You're not near a wall.
Didn't we just jump down? How did I get to the middle of it?
You jumped out.
We jump down. I didn't jump. Okay. I can't jump 50 feet out.
You're by
can you
a
jump
wall.
50 feet straight out? I don't think that's a
you're by
simple
a wall.
Thing.
You can climb up.
I mean, okay. Good. It's called long jump.
I
know
down.
This is a beyond Lucas, but it's called a parabolic arc.
Yes.
Can somebody make him some coffee? Or...
It's math. It's
no, he's actually right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 100% math.
Right on.
I climb.
How far do you climb?
He climbs the parabolic arc. Speed,
so if I can get to level... Well, I'll just go up one level to 5.
Okay, change your die to 5.
That's fair.
I'll just do a level at a time.
If you go over and up one level, then you could climb 2 levels every round thereafter. I think that's fair.
Okay. Schroeder.
The shield guardian will get directly center on the 9th level bridge looking up, and he's just going to hang out for a couple of rounds.
He's on level 9?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Grady.
Can I try and climb again?
Sure.
Athletics.
What level are you on?
8 now. I climbed down while going up. Hey, that's much better. 22.
Yeah, you're good.
So I go up.
Back to 9.
Yep.
Okay.
Troy.
Will the bridge act like ground?
What do you mean?
Like if I want to cast a spell, but the spell says something comes from the ground in an unoccupied space?
No.
No.
Got you. But will the walls work?
Maybe. It depends on what you're wanting to do.
Okay.
You're being very vague, and I'm assuming for a reason.
Walls do make sense.
Schroeder, if you don't ask questions, then Jeff just lets you cast Entangle when he shouldn't have.
I think you'd win that 60-40.
Okay.
No, Entangle I can see, because the plant material would come out of the plant material that the bridge is made of. But
that's what I mean.
Same sitch.
80-20 now that he said that.
What if that's what that is?
Literally same
could
sitch.
Be.
Something similar.
Similar.
It's hit. No, back top of the ground.
Is a jump an action?
It's part of a move.
Right.
So
how many times can I do that?
Once.
As many feet as
it
you can.
It depends on how far you jump.
That's what I'm saying.
That's fair.
How far are you able?
You can
to jump?
Double move.
If you're like with jump, if you take more than your standard move distance, that's going to take both move actions.
Okay. Well, I can jump 15 feet, but since I'm of a height, then I should be able to reach 20, technically.
I'd give you that. You make a 10-foot running start. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So I can get up 2 levels.
Sure.
Okay.
Jump, jump.
Treat.
Cool.
Not a great number.
Lucas.
Can you?
Better than 1.
Can you dash while climbing? Does that count
as
a thing? Mm-hmm. So that I could double my height then. So then I can get... I can get to the ninth level.
Hold on. Is anybody taking any damage?
No.
Okay.
He's only at 20. I thought you said you only had 20 foot.
Yeah, you could dash and then the tabaxi thing double your movement speed.
It's true.
You could climb 80 feet and around.
I guess we are technically in initiative, so yeah, I actually could do that. My goal is to get to the ninth level and stop there.
Okay, where are you at now?
I was on the 5th, so that's 40 feet, right? So that's just double my climb speed. But if I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, wait a minute. No, yeah, you climb up 40 feet.
Cool. Yeah, I just want to get to the 9th.
Sorry.
What?
You said if my jump exceeds my move speed.
Jump.
So if my move speed's 30 and I only move 20, can I jump again?
You move 10 and then 20, so that's 30. If you want to use a...
All right, because I had to run and jump.
Yeah.
True, okay.
If you want to do a dash and take another move action, that's fine. I'd be good with a second jump.
Okay.
You run 10 feet and then you jump 20. You can do 2 jumps.
Okay, so yeah, then I'm on 5th.
It's on you.
No, it's on that.
Schroeder?
You going to turn the round up?
Oh, thank you.
We're at 5 people at home.
Yep.
Half
your time's gone.
I don't think I have anything I want to cast currently. So I'm keeping an eye out behind me to make sure nobody's coming into the chamber.
Level are you on?
I'm on level 10.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Make a perception check. You're still in that chamber?
Yeah, I never left passage. The
passage. That's I what I thought.
No. 15.
You see very timid eyes peeking around that corner.
Now I don't.
We already killed your master. You want to come too?
The choice.
You killed him?
He's gone.
Do you see him? I yell from 50 feet.
That's a choice. I don't know how it's going to play out, but props for a bold choice.
Get them on our side.
And I'll start acting like I'm going to cast.
Oh, so you're threatening them.
No, I'm just not
booga,
letting them, like,
Wookie nipple
I'm just
pinchy.
Letting them know that if they even...
Oh, no, at the sign of a threat, they're gone.
Okay.
Up top. Nice done. Nicely done.
No, we told him he's dead, dumbass.
But he's not. And we still have to fucking kill him.
I say he did.
Fair.
Give it time.
Well played.
Grady.
Climb again.
Oh, that's why.
Roll it.
Athletics.
Yeah.
My is my spell slot level
23.
That's why I was asking.
Depends on my
I was asking.
Overall level, right? Not yeah. just my ranger level. Sure.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No. It depends on what, I mean, what are you talking about?
Like, how many spell slots I have?
No.
It only depends on my ranger level?
Unless you took a spell casting fighter or something like that, which you didn't.
Right. So it's just my ranger
level. It's just your ranger.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's my turn?
It is.
I was gonna jump. No.
It's a boring fucking fight.
I'm on 9.
He fucked you. That's just,
I know.
We're going to throw that out
there. I am impressed.
Like I said.
I fucking hate that spell.
Also, preemptively, fuck you, Dave.
He doesn't listen.
Doesn't matter. Fuck him and his three characters that he fought against.
Lucas,
you just hanging out?
At this point, I'm kind of standing my ground. Like,
okay.
Waiting to see what happens.
But you won't back down.
No.
Ooh, I have a question. Let me phrase it, though.
What?
For you.
Oh, thank you.
There ain't no easy way out.
I know, I got it.
Okay, thanks.
I smiled knowingly.
Any idea on how much a shield guardian weighs?
A lot.
That one might make a sound.
Nope.
When he hits
why?
The
I don't know.
Reasons?
He's got Featherfall still. If that's
no,
if that's...
he landed, it's gone.
Oh, that's true. I cast Featherfall if he's gonna jump.
No, I'm going to be using this a different way, potentially.
Okay.
How does jump work?
Usually you bend your knees.
Shield guardians could be made with various sizes and strengths, but the simplest and cheapest to make stood about 9 feet tall and weighed over 1,200 pounds. They looked something like a large stick figure with... made of wood and rocky appendages and metal parts.
The spell jump or the action jump?
The action jump.
So if you're doing a high jump,
mm-hmm.
if you move at least 10 feet, you will jump 3 plus your strength modifier high. If I cast jump, he can
it's
do it.
three times that.
So say that the 3
plus your strength modifier.
Lucas.
Just the number 3 plus strength modifier?
Yeah.
Just looking at shit from Third Ed. Grappling ladder, for example. Just throwing out shit.
It's not far enough.
That is one of my favorite books from Third Ed.
Does he
honestly.
Need 3 times that?
Have you ever read that book?
It's a good book. No, it's still not enough.
Spring Net, I think, was the other
How
one.
How far
really
is you, are you wanting him to go?
30 feet.
Oh. What's his strength modifier?
Plus 4.
So, he can go 21 plus... How tall is he?
I don't know. He's large.
So he's at least 10 feet tall. So he can reach.
Yeah, good item.
Oh.
You can reach 1.5 your body's length, essentially. So he can reach 36 feet.
You should look at that book. About?
Nothing. I'm just going to try and rule of cool something here in a little bit.
Look at Spider Pulse, too. That's a great book. Really is.
How many rounds we got?
4 more.
4 more.
Here's a question. Since he's 10 feet tall, could he reach one of the bridges above and just pull himself up?
He can try. It's still climbing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's 10 feet plus 5.
Yeah.
So then he can reach and pull himself up.
I'm going to try and get him to...
Don't they have these things anymore?
No, but you should look at them because they're dope as
fuck. I'm going to try and have him climb up from the 9th level to another one of the 10th level bridges.
Okay. Athletics.
That's a 12.
No, that's not even in here. I got to look it up because I don't remember if it's 10 or 10 or 15.
I vote 10.
Me too.
I think it'd be a lot funnier if it wasn't.
I vote for that as well. Is this what you wanted, Jeff?
Oh, wait.
To sit here and not do anything for an hour and a half? No.
That's how pissed he is about that banishment. Like, that just straight fucked his plan. I know his plan, and I know how much that fucked him.
I actually didn't want him to try and climb yet, but that's fine.
God, I love banishment as a spell.
I'm glad I decided to take it.
No. That was one of the things that I was presented, that was one of the better ones. Because it's like, fuck you for 10 turns.
Yeah, 10.
So he does make it up?
Yeah.
Okay. How close does that
make
bridge...
Make sure and change your die.
Thank you. How close does that bridge come to our bridge? Or the
10 feet.
10 feet from the opening that where my actual guy's currently standing?
Oh, I thought you meant from level to level. I don't know.
Okay.
Why? What are you wanting?
I want to touch him.
No, you won't be able to reach that far.
I get that. How far away is the other bridge? Within 30 feet?
Sure.
Okay. That works.
Grady.
I'm on level 10. I'm where I want to be.
Troy.
Never ending story.
wasn't aware you're such a avid fan.
Never ending story.
Or such a purist. Or such a purist. I mean, I loved them, but I don't give a shit if they remake them. Right?
Spoilers.
That wrecked me.
Yeah, but who knows if that's even part of the original book, and are they going closer to the original source material, or are they rebooting from the movie?
I got about another 50, Troy, what 50 are you doing? Minutes max.
I think I'm going to stay on the 9th level.
Do anything else?
What?
Potentially burn in a stupid spell, but
that's fine.
It's only a first level.
Was it what I was gonna? Remember what I was talking about?
That.
Do you want me to?
You can't touch him from where you are.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, but yeah, that's fine.
I can get there.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to do it, that's fine.
Just saying. Well, how many spell slots do you have left?
This is more teamwork than they've shown
a
in
lot,
like 85
but,
episodes.
It keeps me from burning the second level spell to get to him.
Right.
Look what you did. It was bonding over wings and beer.
Yeah, if you're willing to do that.
I'm going to jump up and touch that guy, and he's got to jump.
Okay.
And then I'm going to lower myself back down a level.
Okay.
Not even gonna
so
make
what
roll.
Level are you
just,
on
fine.
Now?
9.
He's still on 9.
You're on 9.
I jumped up to 10. Gracefully fell
Works
to
for
9.
Me.
He's gonna do the superhero pose.
Lucas, are you doing anything?
Jeff gets zero fucks because we took his big bat away for 10 ball. Rounds.
Schroeder.
I'm just readying actions at this point for when he comes back in. So my I'm as soon as he pops back in. My shield guardian is going to take an action that is not casting a spell.
Probably won't work that way, but you can ask for it.
Okay.
I'm
going to wait till it gets there.
He acts before you, so your readied action disappears at the top of the room.
No,
it doesn't.
It doesn't. It goes lasts off when he pops back in, because that's part of the readied action.
Lasts until the start of your next turn.
No.
Read the book.
You read the book.
I did.
And I will be casting
probably a
spell.
Probably a lot more often than we have.
Do what?
I will cast a spell. As soon as he reappears, my shield guardian is going to take a non-spell casting action.
I will shoot an arrow as soon as he reappears.
So you're not readying yet. You're going to ready on round 9.
Correct. But I'm not doing anything else unless something else appears before him.
So if you just want to skip time, like this.
That's what I'm...
Oh my God, good. Is anybody else doing anything?
Well, I'm looking at something. I might... It's not going to take long. Fuck off, Jeff.
He's got 50 minutes.
I don't care.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that like there's nothing else I'm planning on doing.
Okay. Grady, you doing anything?
Unless anybody wants any buffs.
and wants to come to me because I'm not coming.
I will rage at the appropriate time.
Okay.
he's right. That will happen.
Would you also like jump?
He's talking to you, Grady.
I think that's going to be my last.
Is jump concentration?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Just a touch and a minute duration.
Yeah, it's going to be my last spell slot if I do that.
Yeah, if you got something big, you may hang on to it. Don't forget you want mark, right? Or is that not a slot? It's an action. It's a bonus action, isn't it?
It's a bonus action. It's still a spell slot. But
it's not useful.
Yeah. Yeah, nope. I'm good.
Good. Boom. He's back.
Okay, yeah. We move forward to round 10.
Is he very discombobulated and confused?
He is.
Finishes the sentence all of a sudden that he was in the middle of.
Yeah, basically. I mean,
and another. Wait a minute.
But we all have ready actions. We're gonna.
Well, no. I mean, I think he's conscious in the extraplanar space wherever he ends up.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, let me have this.
No, I like the idea, but yeah. I mean, it's the end of his turn. So, Schroeder, you had readied actions.
Mm-hmm. So
we've all kind of readied something. As soon as he pops up, we're gonna do a thing. That's the plan.
Okay, just go down the line.
Well, I'm.
Well, is he there
when he pops in? It starts with
yes.
Me.
Get the thing back up.
Can
boom.
A ready action does not allow me to have a bonus action, though.
Nope.
Right? Okay.
Because I'm at the 10th level, he's where he is. Is that within 30 feet of me? Or no?
No, he'd have been 30 feet up and a distance
got
away.
It. Okay. So then I need to adjust my quick.
Okay.
A ready action only gives you one attack if you're... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just checking.
Well, are we starting with him or
nice.
Are we starting with
God that 20.
It's cocked.
No, it's not. But yeah, fine. It's not cocked. It's not touching shit.
Not touching shit.
I have a question. Do we not go in turn order based on when he pops back in?
He's first in initiative.
Oh. But he would pop back in on his turn, which was in between us. Was it not?
I think but it doesn't
right,
matter.
But you,
the ready action happens.
Oh,
the
ready
action.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
The condition
going
occurs.
That makes
happens.
Sense. That makes sense. Sorry.
All the damage.
Some good damage. That's not bad. That's not as good.
So that is 11 is piercing and 4 force.
I know, I just had a pencil.
Okay. Lucas.
23 hit.
23 hits.
Cool.
Max damage on that.
Do I
get...
No.
I mean, it's kind of a surprise, right?
It's a good try.
Well, what if I did my insightful fighting, though?
Yeah, it's a bonus action.
Which I guess, actually, we'll go to the next round. I'll use my insightful fighting bonus action, because it'll last me a minute.
No, you can't do that until your next turn.
Oh, right. Surprise attack. Sorry. I only get one thing. Sorry. So that's a max of 12 damage. Piercing.
Schroeder.
Who else had a bonus? Or a
make a deck save.
Prep. There you go.
Make a dick save.
Big dick save.
Actually, my little dick.
Small dick.
That's a
God
two.
Damn.
That's a two on the die.
It's fairy fire for a minute.
Yep.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's just...
Light them up, 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 light them up, up.
Sure. Am I able to jump triple my height directly straight up, or do I have to take a running start?
You have to take a running start 10 feet, or if you want to just do...
Did I have a hill giant?
No.
There's so much money I had a hill jump. It might be a different
game. Oh,
I might be considering a different game, too. I've played far too much D&D. So. Or maybe not enough.
Standing jump is half that distance.
Okay, so I'm going to take... he's got my shield guardian who has jump on him. He's going to take 10 feet and then jump straight up at the beholder.
And he jumps how high?
He jumps 21 feet, and he's 10 feet tall, which would reach the 30 feet he's above.
Yeah, I get you.
And he's going to grapple him.
Okay, he's taking a move action.
Mm-hmm.
And an attack action.
He can't do that on a readied action.
Correct.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Oh, okay.
So you got to wait till his actual turn.
He jumps up and goes and falls.
Gaia.
Hello.
Okay. Well, shit. That didn't quite work how I wanted it to.
Not quite.
No.
Nice try, though.
It was a good try.
I mean, I guess, to be fair, we wouldn't have known that, but...
Yeah, I mean, if you'd rather do something else, that's fine.
Technically, you go after him, right?
No, because the whole point of what we... That's what, like, I was...
Yeah, the whole point was to do a thing.
Right. But if he doesn't ready an action, then he has an action after this guy pops in.
That is true.
Our ready to actions pop.
Oh, I'll just say fuck it, and I'll fire off my spell to deal damage.
Okay.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah. So a fourth level lightning bolt. So it's still a deck save.
Which he failed.
No, he failed off of my first cast.
That's shit. An 18. That's a lot better.
Okay.
Yeah, half, take half as much?
Probably.
Yeah, half.
Sweet.
Half so I need 76.
Shit.
Here. Yeah.
Sorry.
I know. Lightning bolt starts at 66?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I need 96.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Thank you.
Give him a good shaking.
It's gotta be Errata.
What?
I just don't like the way that ready action is written in the court rule book.
Unless they modify
27 it halved.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. Resonate.